Erev Tisha B'Av, Beis Tefillah, Tavshin Ein Vav. Today's topic of Halacha series, we should be discussing a rare custom. There's some custom that I've heard about in Gebrochs and Pesach. Some of you don't give Gebrochs, and there's such a thing called Kriya when you see the Koisel and come to Yerushalayim. So let's see if there's any proper source for this, and let's see if there's any source not to do Kriya when you come to the Koisel HaMaravi. Gemara says in Moed Katan, Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Elazar. Haroye Ore Yehuda V'Churbanan. Oimer Ore Kedosh Kodshecha Yumidbo V'Korea. So when you see the Ara Yehuda, you make a Kriya. Yerushalayim b'churbana. When you see Yerushalayim in its churban, Omer Tzion Midbar Haisa Yerushalayim Shmama v'Korea. Beis Hamikdash b'churbana Omer Beis Kachenu v'Sifateinu Sheilucha v'Yseinu Ayal Sreifas Eish V'Kol Machmadeinu Ayal Nechorva v'Korea. That is the Gemara, and this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Samach Aleph. So let's see a few of the halachas. So first of all, let's find out what are we supposed to do. How much is the person supposed to be Korea? On the top of the page, talk to Rambam. Mi shero ore Yehuda v'Korea Yerushalayim v'Korea Beis Hamikdash v'Korea kol akroim eilu, all these rips that we're discussing, kulon b'yodai, must be ripped with your bare hands. Umod, you have to be standing up. The Korea kol ksus sh'olov at shigalas liboy. You have to rip all your clothes at shigalas liboy. You have a suit, a vest, shirt. Rip them. Actually, got to sleep away. You can never repair them again. This is only after 30 days. I don't know if that's what. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, Kol Akroim Alo Elu, Beyodai, Umad, Bekorea Kol Ksusa She'olov, Actually, got to sleep away. Rosh Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, no second opinion offered. Did you ever see anyone do that? Kol Godov, Purusha Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, Mishnah Berurah doesn't offer any other alternative information. The answer is to be found in the Ravid. The Ravid on the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis Perakei Halacha Yud Zayin, he says, when the Rambam says that he has to rip all his clothes, Lo Yinira came in Agmara. What's this about? What did the Gemara say? Because the Gemara says in Chof Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara is discussing the crime for a parent, Torah Abonon, Ve'elu crime she'en mis'achin. These are the tears that cannot, not allowed to be repaired. Hakorea lo'avi val imoy, person who does kriya for his parents. Val ore Yehuda, val amikdash, val Yerushalayim. the brace that brings together the halachos of kriya, they cannot be repaired, the kriya for a parent and the kriya for the mikdash, brought together. And the Gemara Chavdala Domot Beis Amot Katan says, the Gemara discussing the difference between parents and non-parents, Al kol ha meisim kulon korea tefach. For regular meis, meis meaning mishpacha, you rip a tefach. For abi v'imoy, achi gales lipoy. Al kol ha meisim kulon, afilu lobush asor halukin. First is wearing 10 robes. Einu korea el olav. It's olav. El olav. You rip one closest to you. Al avi ve'imoy kareas kulan. All the meisim you rip with a kli, you use scissors. When it comes to avi ve'imoy, it has to be bayat. So maybe the Rambam learns, since we linked ori mikdash, the kriya for the mikdash to parents, and by parent has to be called God of, the meila hu adin that for the mikdash has to be called God of. That's shitas Rambam. But the Ravid learns no, because the Gemara says lehushful aviv imay elal ichui bevat. The Ravid learns based on the Gemara that only for the there's only one similarity. You can't repair the tear, but not you have to be kriya kol gadol. Made a zoktav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Simanayim Gimel that the meaning today is not to be kriya kol gadol. Doloi kashulchan aruch, doloi karambam. The reason is because the same on the right word that he doesn't compare to Avi Imoy, and therefore, like a regular mace, one beggar is sufficient. Okay, that was our first kula we found. What is the side of the kriya? Why do we tear clothes? Now, general question, general hakira, for all meisim, what is the idea behind doing kriya? Is the ikar mitzvah the pain, the tsar, or the ikar mitzvah is the kriya? Meaning, is it because we have tsar, the tsar we have causes us to do kriya? After we have so much tsar, we rip, or fakert? We rip to create tzar. In the Halachas Tanois, Simon Kufi Vav says the following: Amarti tam lekriya. Why do we do kriya? It's to help the ovel. Kdei shelo titoref daitoi baro agdoila. He shouldn't lose his mind at the tremendous sorrow the Odom Boro and Mesai. So they helped him to focus on something else, to take his mind off. A person has so much tsar, something may happen to him, he may snap. So he can rip your clothes and help you focus on destroying his clothes. We've diverted his tsar into something tangible, something physical. So it's the tsar that's the drive for the kriya. You have tsar, the kriya is to focus the tsar. Ada achronim argue ikrei adat. Says fakert. The kriya is to create the tsar. It's to awaken the tsar. Where do we get this concept from? And the Gemara in Moed Katan, Yudai Adam Beis, tells us, Katan, of course, is potter from Avedis. But Makarin Lakatan, a Nebuchadnezzar, a child whose parent passed away, we do kriya on him. Not these Bavedis. Mipnei Ogmas Nefesh. So, Trashi, Sheyivku Aroin, Vyubru Kvaita Meis. We'll do kriya on the cotton, not the cotton has a chiyuv, but it's to make everyone else cry, but start crying. So we see, we're doing kriya to awaken the tzar. The Igros Moshe argues in Or HaChaim Chelek Hei Siman HaMazayin, says can't not be. Says the Igros Moshe, there's no mitzvah to be sad. There's no mitzvah to be tzar al hames. And since if that's the case, there's definitely no mitzvah to increase the tzar. Being so Rashi in Subas Vavamud Beis, it's actually before Shugmara in Sukkah Chafei, said a chosen is part of Kriya Shema because he torud the mitzvah. As the Gemara, so is an ovel, why is an ovel chai b'kol mitzvahs? He's also torud. Says, well, no, that's rishus. It's tirud the rishus. A chosen is torud v'tirud the mitzvah, but the ovel is tirud the rishus. Why? Because says Rashi in Sukkah Chafei, Afa pi shu chayav linoy gavedus shel ne'ila v'rchitza v'sicha v'har es kved me'isoy eino chayav etztayah. Doesn't have to be sad. Doesn't have to be sad. So Dr. Moshe, there's no need to be sad. So why would you create increase the tzar? What, yes? He says, well, what about the cotton that we rip the cotton's clothes to make people cry? He says, crying is something else. He says, the bechi is a mitzvah, the cry is a mitzvah, as we find that it's covered amaze that people cry, but not to be sad. I don't really get the difference. Why are people crying? Okay, so the Maisa, it seems to be that the mainstream shita is that it is the Oire Hatzar. And the Bach, I found the Bach says in Tovkuf Samach Aleph, he says the following: when a person comes to Yerushalayim and he sees the Beis HaMikdash, so he has to, he cries God of Velivkois, Velis Oinen, Velis Abel, Velidai Galchurban Beis HaMikdash. The Livkois Bemara. I don't know how the Ramesha deals with this. Maybe I'm just misunderstanding Ramesha. It says very clearly, you have to be Livkois Bemara. But anyway, all of you know that there are shittas who say that the purpose of the Kriya is to awaken Tsar. My nafkemina. Even what about people? What happens on Erev Shabbos? On Yom Tov, you can't do kriya on Shabbos. You do kriya on Shabbos itself. Vadanisht, can't do kriya. Even for real mates, can't do kriya on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What happens Erev Shabbos? People come. It's very common. People come on Erev Shabbos. They take a bus, they drive on Friday afternoon. Alright. That was the wake up call. Okay. So the chair was in Korea.
On Erev Shabbos,
right. So the people come Erev Shabbos. Why don't they do Korea? Should they do Korea or not? In Igros Moshe, Yordei Chelek Gimel, they have no idea why not to do Korea. Meichi takes not to Korea. Why not? Says maybe the reason is because they're already wearing their Shabbos clothes. If they start ripping the clothes, they have no Shabbos clothes to wear. So Mela covered Shabbos and covered Abrius override the chiyuv of kriya. So maybe that's the reason. He's trying to guess, because he doesn't know why not. The chiyuv's there, the chiyuv doesn't go away. Just they don't have what the kovet Shabbos overrides that. So if there's such a minhag, then you should, then you don't, you shouldn't change it. What?
It's somehow connected, like an avo is allowed to prepare for Shabbos as Shabbos comes close. Like the veil is somewhat lifted, only the amount of time you need.
I don't think he's.
Is there some connection between that?
No, he's not connected.
2 hours before Shabbos, then already you can shower.
He's not saying there's a p'tur. It's just that you don't have what to wear. We have a second pair of Shabbos clothes. You should do kriya. It's not giving up two. In Igros Moshe, that's Igros Moshe Yoder Chedek Gimel. In Igros Moshe or Chaim Chedek Ches, he's also bothered about what's the heter not to do. Why are people not doing kriya erev Shabbos? So you know, perhaps because kriya brings tsar. And it's, the tsar will continue into Shabbos, and therefore that's why they're not doing the kriya. So it's based on what we see. So that's why he goes into what we spoke about before. What's the purpose of the kriya? Is it to bring tsar or not? Even though he himself holds it's not to bring tsar. Perhaps the mitzvah happens, even though it's not the purpose of the kriya to bring tsar. But perhaps people, they do kriya and they're so into it, and then in that mood of home based amigdash, they do kriya and erev Shabbos, that will continue into Shabbos. That's why they're not doing it. I mean, we could put two and two together, that if they're ripping their Shabbos clothes, they probably are bitzar. not necessarily because of home based amigdash, just because they lost their Shabbos suit. See, that could be a reason. Now, what about Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh? Does it require kriya or not? As we saw in the Gemara, Haroya or Yehuda b'churbanon, in their destruction, kriya. Yerushalayim b'churbanon. Kareya. Beis HaMikdash b'churbanai kareya. And that's what's passed in Shulchan Aruch. Tavkuf Samach Aleph. Or Yehuda b'churbanon. Yerushalayim b'churbanon. What is the definition of churbanon? What does it mean, destruction? The Beis Yosef in Tavkuf Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph. So I would have thought the definition of churbanon means desolate. There's no one there. There's no one living there. But if there's a yish, if the goyim live, if it's a place of inhabited, then it's not called churbana. That's what I would have thought. We're talking about the orim, around the cities. Ori Yehuda and Yerushalayim, yes?
I mean, not so long after the korban.
I mean, the Gemara says that for 52 years there's no one around Bechlal anywhere. Could be the Tkufa. It could be the Tkufa. I don't know if they're going all the time. Maybe they can. Maybe in other parts, maybe once in the whole part of Yerushalayim. Maybe the part of Yerushalayim which were desert. So that's what I would have thought. That Churban means Kepshutai, like after nuclear war, after nuclear bomb. There's no one there. That's Churbanai. But if you have goyim living there, it's not called churbanai. But he says Efshar, that level one, just complete destruction. Level two, says Efshar, even if there's goyim there, that's still called churbanah because there's no yidden there. Still, if there are goyim, so that is maskana v'chenikar. So if you meet Shechem is Or Yehuda, is it? I'm not sure it is, but probably not. Probably not Or Yehuda. If you meet a place of Or Yehuda that is inhabited, Beit Lechem, it's inhabited by Goyim. So you, even the people living there, you'd make Kriya. The Mishnah Berurah in Tokus Samach Aleph Sikot Beis brings a third level. Afilu Yoishvim Ben Yisrael, the city that's inhabited with Israel, you still do Kriya. Why? Kimish Hayishmaeli Meishlim Aleim Mikri B'Churbanam. Since it's ruled by the Ishmaelim, even if the Israel dwelling there, it's still called the Churbanah, still do Kriya. So therefore, this leads us to the question, what happens if you have Israelim living, not controlled by Ishmaelim, but they are controlled by a secular country? Is that called the Churbanah or not? Zogt die Gus Moshe, Or Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Ale Ayin, Ein Nikroy Al Yerushalayim B'Yameinu. You don't decree on Yerushalayim, Shei Bnuya L'Tiferes, beautifully built, Ve'eino Al Kolponim B'Shus HaUmais. It's not under the auspices of the Umais, at least in his time. So therefore you don't do Kriya. Mincha Shleima from Zalman in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Gimel says, look, even though that the Yerushalayim is under the a Jewish authority, but since we see the Ir HaMikdash is full of Batei Avodah Zarah and Kivrei Akum, and we cannot let me'ekar pulchanu nuchra, it's still called the Churbanah. It's full of Batei Avodah Zarah, and no one can get rid of them. Me'ela, still called the Churbanah. We daven let me'ekar pulchanu nuchra. We daven for that. We make the seal. That's what you're saying. It's not happening. It's still called the Churbanah. The rabbi of Yerushalayim, Pinchas Epstein, in his sefer, in his askoma to the sefer HaKodesh, said, I told the author to erase, not to even bring shitters who say that Bezman is there not to do Kriya. Don't even bring it. In Shut Shevet Halevi, Chelek Zayin Simayin Ches, says you can't, since the Shulton today is Biad Menat Se Hashem, it's a non-Torah. Her authority, you cannot say it's not the Churbanah. It's still Ira Kim Mushpelas al Shol Tachtiyah. It says, I am Prima Godin. What's saying Prima Godin?
Have it over there.
Prima Godin says, beautiful Prima Godin. No. When we say in our kinas, we say in our slichas, Ira Kim Mushpel, we say, I'll tell you the truth. Till everyone says the Beskaivas, I don't say Beskaivas. We even say the Ne'ilah, we say it. What do you mean? It sounds out of date. When I see all the cities, I'll tell you the Beskaivas. Does that make sense? That would be true long time ago, but now Baruch Hashem, Yerushalayim, beautiful Yerushalayim, can you say it's Mushperes HaShol Tachtiyah? It sounds out of date. You don't have that feeling. But this year I saw the Prima Godin. Prima Godin right in Topkov Samach Aleph. So I got a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Someone went there. He says, you're describing, it's built. So what's pshat? Yerukim Ushpeh Zeshol Tachtiyo. It says, Adrava. Biroisi Kol Yeratil Bruyo is referring to Shonaim Shel Mata. The physical Yerushalayim is built. V'alekim is Yerushalayim shel Mala. Mushpelet zatzol tachtiyo. Says over there there's choshech because there's a spiritual Yerushalayim. Beis Midrash shel Mala is waiting for to come down. That's where things really happen. That's mushpelet. Says if Yerushalayim is Chil Shabbos happening and there's gay parades and all the rest, you name it. There's everything. You can't even walk to the coastal. Unless it's 12 o'clock at night. And all the world goes on over there, all the preachers. So that's Mushpeles HaChayi Tachtiyo. You're looking Mushpeles. Because the spiritual Hashem is Mushpeles. That's what Shevet Levi says, look in the Prima God. Then he's Mustafik, well, since they want the Yeshuv, they want the Yeshuv of Jews. In Moyadim Zmanim, Moshe Sternbruch, he says, even the Shittas who hold that Shulchan Yisrael is not called Churbanon, he says that's true for Ori Yehuda. Ori Yehuda, what's the purpose of Ori Yehuda? A place to live. So if you have Shulchan Yisrael, so then Achinami. But he says Yerushalayim, what's special about Yerushalayim? Why does Yerushalayim get a category of itself? It's because of the Beis HaMikdash. The whole Maila of Yerushalayim doesn't have an intrinsic Maila. There's no real difference between Yerushalayim and Beis Lechem. The whole Maila of Yerushalayim, it has the Beis HaMikdash there. But as much the Beis HaMikdash is B'chor Bono and the Kol HaDeis, so maybe Yerushalayim is also B'chor Bono. That's what Moshe Sternbuch says. It comes out, what I found, the most shit is hold the Yerushalayim should be doing Kriya. My impression is that no one does Kriya in Yerushalayim. That's what I think. It's not, people are just about to Kriya on the Beis HaMikdash, but apparently people going to the Moshe that Yerushalayim we don't do Kriya. Could be people combining them together. Okay. Now I want to come to a very important question. When you see the Kaiso and doing Kriya, is this Kriya for the Beis HaMikdash or is it Kriya for Yerushalayim? What is the Kaiso? Seeing the Kaiso, what are you seeing? Mikdash. Chivanta le divra Moshe Feinstein. Igros Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalet. He says, you don't do Kriya in Yerushalayim because it's Bunyan le Tiferes. Rather, when you see the Mokim HaMikdash, even from afar, the culture came when you see the Kaisel. When you come to the Kaisel, Avada, you should do the Kriya. Not for Yerushalayim, but for the Mokim HaMikdash, even from afar. And culture came when you come to the actual Kaisel, you do Kriya. So you see, seeing the Kaisa is called seeing Mokem HaMikdash, and you do Kriya. That generates the Chiyuv for seeing Mokem HaMikdash. Likewise in the Bach, Kot Tukhu Samad Aleph also says, when you come, you do Kriya. When you come to the Kaisa, then you meet in the Mikdash Tchila. Kaisa is seeing the Mikdash. But, in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, of Rabbi Chil Michal Tikuchinsky, he says no, Mokem HaMikdash is the Azara, the Kaisel is the wall of Har HaBayis, it's not the Mikdash. There's no din of doing Kriya on Har HaBayis, it's the Kriya's Mokem HaMikdash, and there's no need to do Kriya on Har on the Kaisel. And what counts as Mokem HaMikdash? You see Ritzbah Sa'azara. How can you see Ritzbah Sa'azara? Right, you go up to Har Zeisim, you can see it. We go up to the roofs of the Ir Atika, go to Eish HaTorah, and other roofs that you can see Ritzbah Sa'azara, but not on the Kaisel. He's Medayik from the Bach. What happens if you see the mosque? You can't see Ritz Basar Sar, but you see the mosque. Is that called seeing Ritz Basar Kaisa? Is that called seeing Makam HaMikdash? What do you say? Is that called seeing Makam HaMikdash? You see, when you see the mosque?
No, because it's a moot point at that point. You can't possibly see the Kaisa without seeing the mosque, without seeing the dome. It's like, where would you stand? It's much, the dome and mosque are much higher.
Therefore what?
Therefore, if he's saying seeing the Kaisa is not enough, that would just be a theoretical statement, because you can't possibly see the Kaisa without seeing buildings that are on.
You can. You can. If you were standing in old Yerushalayim before they knocked everything down, you're standing just, used to be just a narrow street in front of the Kotel, you couldn't see anything.
You could see the Kotel without seeing.
Right. Well, it used to be just a narrow street, pre-48. It was night.
Wouldn't be, and on the way there, you wouldn't be able to see the buildings?
You didn't see, it was nighttime, it was going through streets, narrow alleyways, like you have in old cities. That's what it used to be. Narrow alleyways to get there. Just about stand. Narrow street. Can't see anything. So he said, Medayik from the Bach says, Sfarei Shoina says that seeing the mosque is not called seeing Ritz Basar Azara. You happen to know it's built on Azara, but you don't see what you're not seeing. What you're seeing, Medayik from the Bach. The Bach says the Kubo Shemokim Hamikdash is called Rias Pnei Hamikdash. It's a chiddush that seeing the mosque is called seeing the Azara. So Rabbi Sai, I want to suggest a limud zchus, no alocha lemaisa. I want to make a shidduch. Why are people looking for a limud zchus? Metzia says most people don't do kriya. Most people don't. It's a fact of life. Women forget it. Women's echad l'ravava who does kriya. By men, it's Echod Elef who does Kriya. You know, Baruch Hashem, Mordechai is not masking with me.
Wife does Kriya, I do Kriya.
I said, Baruch Hashem.
When you move here, that's what we're told to do.
Okay, great. So, that's the best. If I'm mistaken, that's the best. Does everyone agree to Mordechai? It's quite rare to see people doing Kriya. How many people have you seen doing Kriya in the Kotel? What? Have you ever seen? No, I'm asking if people go and do Yom Tov, people go to Erev Shabbos, and people go within 30 days, they don't have to do it again. I'm asking. But there are many people coming from out of town. So, if they're doing Kedin, that's Divaldi. I want to suggest a Limud Tzchus. Okay, this is Derech HaLimud, it's only speaking and learning. I'm not asking. I want to make a double tziruf. That seeing the Kotel is not seeing the Mikdash. Therefore, a person in Kriya in the Kotel is doing really Kriya in Yerushalayim. If you hold Yerushalayim, it's manas there. It's called Bono, so therefore you're Potter. Limud Tzchus. I'm doing a double tzrufim, sfeik I'm doing. Yeah. So you have, Moshe said, you have many Achonim who say that Yerushalayim is manas that you do need to do Kriya. It's not called, it's not, Shulton Yisrael doesn't count. It's not Shulton in the Torah. We do have, Rambam Yishuv says, that Shulton Yisrael is called, it's not called B'chorban anymore. So Yerushalayim doesn't need Kriya. And you're going to the Kotel. If the Kotel doesn't count as Mokim HaMikdash, so why are you doing Kriya? It's within Yerushalayim. Within Yerushalayim, you're Potter. If you see Ritz Basar Azara, forget it, you've got to do Kriya. I'm suggesting a sfeik lekula. The Meiser, the Moshe Sternbuch, he comes with a different limud zchus, and he says, alright, and he says, as a limud zchus, we see the Shari Tshuva brings that Anshei Yerushalayim, who live in Yerushalayim, they come within 30 days, they don't have to do Kriya. What happens if they miss? A guy from Yerushalayim went out of town, went on vacation, comes back, does he do Kriya or not? They don't. People who don't do Kriya. So where's it coming from? Says Rav Moshe that because apparently it's not a truth. What's chatting is Yerushalmi? Chatted the purpose of the Kriya is to feel tsar. A person lives in Shulayim, that's where he lives, he comes all the time, called Chayo, becomes doesn't feel the tsar, so used to it. So the fees there that today we don't feel the tsar. The person comes to the Kotel, And I would add, especially today, when people are dancing away, what are they dancing for? Meisei muta lefonov. But the meisei, the atmosphere, is the atmosphere of a carnival atmosphere. All the tourists are there coming, taking pictures of you as you're praying. They're lying on the floor. As you're praying, they're snapping pictures of you. So mamash, the whole festival over there. You're in the tourist land, right? And they're giving out rogalach. Now they give out food. You come, you get shmak and rogalach and coffees. I got into matzav, and outside you have these soldiers. They're making parades. Ahin, ahin. You don't feel the tzar. Neila has, maybe that's why they don't do a kriya. It's a limud schus. A vada person should do kriya kadim. Just limud schus. I'm sorry, not the moichan someone who doesn't. But really, we have a mistake. And coming to the koisa should be a very serious event, and because the atmosphere is not the way, we forget what koisa is. Someone told me that his mashkiach, that when he comes, he lives in Chutzaritz, he tells me, you don't come to Israel for tourists, come to Israel for Kirvas Hashem. And the day he goes to the koisa, he prepares his whole family, and you can't speak to him before or after. He's the oismensch, you can't speak to him because the tsar of the koisa. Because we live here and we come, we bring our kids, and it's a whole matzav. It's a tiul. It's daven. It's nice. It's a very exciting shtibul. There's lots of things happening over there, and geshmak and rogalach, and people have meals outside. Again, and so we come and yom tov. We forget what coming to the kosher is. Chazal attacking kriya because of tzar. Supposed to feel the korban beis hamikdash. We feel the pain. No dancing around and singing in the kosher. That's not what's supposed to be happening. Yom tov seder, but not on a weekday. Makara. Supposed to be crying for the. That's all we have left, is a tiny little wall of the Har Habayis that we have left. We should be crying. Shazaycha, that's the Beis Midrash Yibonah, Meherah B'Yameinu. Thank you very much.